podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Tony Randall's so gay.
Is he really?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He had a kid in, like, in his 70s.
I know.
Tony Randall, close. Danelle thought we were talking about Picasso.
Almost.
Almost. No.
Holy shit, Tony Randall's dead.
Tony Randall's been dead for some time.
Yeah, like 7 years, but nobody told me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that my job to update you?
Yes.
There were news stories. I don't know why, how you missed it. I mean, it was no Michael Jackson, but people paid attention.
Well, clearly not me. I was caught unawares.
Because you're not a true fan.
Yeah, you're clearly not a true Tony Randall fan.
Well, clearly not.
Tony Randall hater.
I'm an anti-Randite.
Hi, this is Jeff from San Jose, and you're listening to the TanCast podcast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast!
Blah, blah, blah.
Why are you here?
That's our show.
Didn't you learn your lesson last time?
Now I have 50% more of that.
Oh, so Andy, I was going to ask you, would you care if I posted the underwear fine picture if we put like something over your head?
Let me think about it and get back to you, but I'm leaning towards no, I wouldn't mind at all.
Okay.
Because that's just good, clean Christian fun.
I was telling Andy I found a picture that made me smile, and that was me and him fighting in our underwear.
In the kitchen of the Tan House.
Yeah.
Good time.
And what's funny is, when we walked into that kitchen, we weren't in our underwear, but we decided that to do battle, we must be.
The battery on my old MacBook is dead.
That's sad.
Yes. It's like, it won't even hold, like, as soon as I unplug it from the power source, it's like, night-night.
It's a good thing you got a new one.
Yeah. Although I think it's like $30 for a replacement, so I may go get one. Like, I just quickly looked online. I don't know if it's exactly for my model. I'll have to find out.
That's actually not bad for a laptop battery. Usually they're like two or three times that.
I mean, those are the first results that came up when I just did a Google search, so I don't know if those are like reputable places. I was going to, there's like a Mac, you know, has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but there's a Mac place near my work, so I was going to stop by there and see what they said.
Yeah, very good.
Anyways, we should
wait. So what are we talking about?
Well, sorry. I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with what we're going to be talking about in the show. Getting the show started.
Yeah, we have to introduce ourselves. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
He is! Mark the date and the time.
He was so in a hurry to get the show started and over with that he's like, fuck it, I'll just say it the right way.
I can't be lollygagging.
Yep.
Gotta get in, gotta get out. Just like I did to your mama. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Noah, you are vindicated. I pulled my wife, who's the only person that I know out here who knows you, and she says yes, you could definitely be seen as intimidating.
Oh. I know I am.
Yep. I said, yeah, people who don't know that Noah's a big cuddly bear. She goes, shit, even people who know that Noah's a big cuddly bear, he still looks intimidating.
Well, hang on, I can do a quick wife poll. If people didn't know Noah, would you think he's intimidating? She says, yes.
I don't believe that.
Really? If you're just some dude with piercings and blackness rolled up on you, 6 foot plus? No?
Quiet demeanor, intense eyes, come on.
A wettable face?
Noah's got the whole package.
You have a friendly face, Noah. You got to work on that.
Well, random kids do come up to me and like, hey, sir, let me go up to you and ask you to put the button back on my pants.
Random kids get into vans because strangers say there's candy in there. Kids have poor decision-making skills.
This is true. This is true.
My son lets go of the thing that's keeping him safe on the stairs and just falls. We have to be behind him to catch him. He knows about gravity, and yet he does this anyways.
My wife said that he has a nice, soothing baritone voice, but what I heard at first was, he has a nice, soothing baritone voice. Like, I was like, wow!
No, it was just walking around going...
My wife called Noah a bear. she would like to iterate that no, she did not. Oh. It's cool, I've got like one of the old Muppets during my episode of my portion of the show.
No, it's funny.
One of the sexy old Muppets.
Two separate people have called me Noah Bear. Not including your wife.
Oh, I just walked my wife.
You just what?
I said I just walked my wife.
Oh, okay.
That's what comedians call it when someone leaves the room.
Yep.
Gotcha. I was like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you guys playing baseball? You throwing some balls at our faces?
Yep. I threw a pitch too far inside. She got to take first.
That's what happens when you slap four balls against your wife.
Oh, hey.
You know, a baby happens.
Oh, that reminds me. If it's April Fool's and your wife is near her due date, you might think it's funny to post a picture of some other person's baby and go, hey, everybody, we have a baby.
And you know what? Then, you would be right. You would be absolutely 100% correct. You would be the most right person ever.
Well, then people click on that picture and it goes to a Rickroll. Basically. And it says April Fool's. Here's the problem. Most people on Facebook don't bother to click on a baby picture. They're like, I've seen babies. I don't need to look at that one any closer. So they just write, congratulations. And they text or call your wife or your mom. And then your wife or your mom, who was not in on the joke, is like, what?
Making them the April Fools. Come on, I wrote a resignation letter for Noah last year, and people start pinging Noah. Why are you leaving the show? Why didn't you tell me?
And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but judging on the day, I'm going to guess.
I'm going to guess Andy's been up to mischief.
Well, then my cousin Heidi... she posted a picture of her and her boyfriend with like this baby and go, we finally made the paperwork official. We adopted a foster child, and everyone's like, congratulations, blah blah blah. And she's like, really, people? And I said, I could have warned you. People fucking take babies seriously, even on April 1st.
But like, it's funny, like people get like upset at people for falling for the joke, but isn't that what you want them to do? Like,
I wanted them to click on the thing, and that's it. Like, I didn't want them to be like. I totally fell for it. I don't know. I didn't think I want them to fall for it in as much time as it took for their finger to get to the clicking of the picture. Like, that was all. Okay. I didn't want, like, hey, you have a baby. No, I don't. You're stupid. Like, I didn't want to do that.
No, I will stop commenting on your little thing. Be like, you know what, Tim? There's something I've been meaning to tell you. It's my baby. But I was like, maybe that's too far.
I was going to put, like, a clearly black baby. Just to make sure the joke was jokeable, but I opted not.
Okay.
Well, you should have been an Asian baby. Like, Danelle's got some splaining to do.
You should have taken a picture of a baby and then photoshopped Noah's head. I think I need to talk to my buddy.
That was like in, have you seen Due Date, Andy?
No.
No, I will not talk about this.
Well, that's fine.
Because it's a little joke. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Well, don't make me punch you right in the face.
Shall we do some tanny laughs?
Let's do some tan laughs. Hey, enjoy the jingle this week.
It's tan laughs, gonna read you some tan laughs. Gonna read some jokes with our mouths and you will hear them. Tan laughs, sitting down with tan laughs. When the jingle's over, that means it is time to hear some tan laughs.
I don't want this jingle to end.
Oh, it's over? It's to the tune of Rebecca Black's Friday.
Hmm. You know, I've gone this long without hearing it. I guess I'm just going to not listen to this episode. Uh-huh.
It's not that bad. The lyrics are horrible. That's all I'll say. I mean, it's your average or normal poppy song with fucking horrible, horrible lyrics.
It's not the worst song out there.
No.
By far not the best song.
No.
She's making lots of
winning
money,
any Grammys
so
next year.
She's doing it.
She's making a shit ton of money, so good for her. I hate to be the other person from that same whatever that company was that put the song and the video together for like $2,000. Like, There's somebody else who probably made another shit song that is the next related video, and no one's clicking on that.
You know what's kind of amazing, though? Like, for $2,000, it's not a bad video.
No.
Like, I was listening to a podcast about it, and the guy was talking about, yeah, you know, they shot in multiple locations, you know, they had all this mm-hmm. stuff. So it's like, you know, they did a lot of work, you know, for that $2,000.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of green screen involved.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. You really think they're driving on that car? On some windless highway as they're sitting on the backseat of the convertible?
What?
I can't take credit for that. Rebecca Black did her own, did like this thing on Funny or Die where it was like a public safety announcement. And no, Andy, since you've never seen the video, at one point she goes, sitting in the front seat, kicking in the back seat, gotta make my mind up, which seat do I take? And so they took a scene from that, and so Rebecca Black is sitting by a sign, this car rolls up, and the video is called, like, which seat should I take? And so the friends roll up, and the song's not playing, she's just like,
which one is it gonna be, RB? The front seat or the back? The front has better AC and radio proximity. The upholstery in the back seat is slightly more intact.
You know the back seat is the black seat.
And then she's like, wait.
That driver's only 13.
This sketch was funny, but one thing isn't a joke. I'm talking about riding in a car with a 13-year-old driver. Whether on the road or on a windless green screen cityscape, the legal driving age is 16, 17 in New Jersey. Follow the rules on the road, or the only seat you'll be sitting in is the back of a police cruiser. I'm Rebecca Black, and we so excited about safety.
So she's already parroting her own stuff.
Yeah, there's another one where she does like a behind the music where she's breaking down the lyrics. See, it's about consumerism. When I say gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, that's about how people gotta have that. You know, I gotta have it. You gotta look at yourself and decide why do you gotta have it. It's so funny.
But she's doing it tongue in cheek, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Nice.
And like it gets more ridiculous as it goes on. And then another one where she's offering her greatest hits, and like the names of the songs get more stupid and pedantic, like Other Things I Did Today or the Day After Friday. Stuff is happening today too.
Okay.
I posted on the Facebook, the Tancast Facebook page. I was like, you know what? It was worth sitting through that video for all this comedy.
Alrighty.
She's doing it.
Now back to Tanlass.
Now, did she actually make like $1 million, like take home, like that's what she gets?
Or perhaps not.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I know she made. She probably. I guess she makes a chunk of the iTunes sales, and there's been a shit ton of iTunes sales. So
that fucking blows my mind.
Fucking hipsters. I'm going to download this because it's ironic.
Who cares?
No, you're going to fucking fund more of that. There's some clueless studio exec asshole who's going, well, I guess this is what people like. Fire all of the lyricists.
I got two grand. I'm going to make a video.
Let's do it, Noah.
Noah, I got two grand and I'm going to make a video too. And your mom's going to co-star.
Aww. I do Tim in the back seat while we're in the front seat. Which hole do I want?
I like this less.
Come on, Tim. I'll pay for the video.
You know what you can call that song? Fry Gay.
Jesus Christ.
Now I'm sad.
Way to ruin the funny. Let's go to Tan Laughs.
All right. Let's see. I thought I had a specific Tan Laugh I wanted to read. Yes, from CJ.
Are you gonna get down on CJ again?
No, he sent a funny joke.
Okay.
Relax!
Oh, I'm relaxed.
Okay.
It's not like he's a Star Wars fan and I'm a Star Trek fan and we're gonna go at it.
It's not like he's a Giants fan and he's a Dodgers fan or is an Ace fan.
What? What are you talking about?
Did you hear about the guy who got beat up and kicked at a game? A Dodgers
game? Yeah, it was a Giants fan and at a Dodgers stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like you're a Giants fan and he's a Dodgers fan and he's going to kick you while you're down and put you in the hospital.
I just thought you were talking about that general sports rivalry. And I was what?
I was
sports? I don't know.
Maybe that's a little bit too far, sir.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's just a Doctor Who fan. Those can be cured. No. Anyway.
Just like the gays.
The same program, actually.
It's a choice.
It's very similar.
You aren't born that way.
Listen, you don't have to crave the taste of a dick in your mouth.
Nor do you have to like a guy who travels around in a phone booth.
It's a police box, sir. Why do I know that? All right, so...
Oh, I think someone's in the closet. Or the police...
I experimented in college, Noah. That's all.
Or the police box. It was late at night. I've been drinking. There's something else on. What do you want from me?
Oh, what did I do last night?
Did I travel through time?
Did I use a TARDIS?
I'm such a TARDIS. There
okay,
we go.
So,
making up for Friday.
So, CJ's Stan Laugh. What did Kermit the Frog say after Jim Henson died?
I don't know.
I think I know which way this is going to go.
Nothing.
Yep.
Oh.
Awful.
I think my wife from the bedroom just said awful.
Awful.
I wasn't even aware she was listening.
Awful.
Now, it would have been better if she had said Rolf the dog, because Rolf the dog actually hasn't talked since Jim Henson died, but Kermit the Frog has a new voice. But whatever. We'll let it pass.
But is Rolf the dog still around?
Yeah, you occasionally see him. Like, he'll be playing the piano in the background, but he never says anything.
Oh.
They've made a conscious choice not to give that character a new voice.
I was not aware.
Well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle. And someone's wrestling with their microphone.
Oh, that was
me, sorry. Microphone is winning.
I will go.
And losing.
Two rednecks, Bubba and Cooter, decide to go to college. Bubba goes first, and he is advised to take maths, history, and logic. What's logic, said Bubba. Well, let me give you an example, says the professor. Do you own a tractor? Sure, says Bubba. Okay, then assume using logic that you have a yard. That's real good, says Bubba in awe. Logic also tells me that since you have a yard, you also have a house. Is that right? Golly, says Bubba. And since you own a house, and a house is tough to take care of by yourself, the odds are that you have a wife, right? Betty May, this is incredible. Finally, since you have a wife, logically I can assume you're heterosexual. Is that right? You're absolutely right. Why, that's the most fascinating thing I ever heard. I can't wait to take this here logic class. Bubba, proud of the new world opening up to him, goes back to the hallway where Cooter is waiting. So what classes are you taking? Says Cooter. Math, history, and logic, says Bubba. What in tarnation is logic? Well, let me give you an example, says Bubba. Do you own a tractor? No. You're gay.
Who's that from?
Reddit.
Of course.
Good old Reddit.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to do a tan laugh from Todd. A new Safeway supermarket just opened in Madison that has every department scented. It has an automatic water mister to keep the produce fresh, and just before it goes on, you hear the distant sound of thunder, and you smell fresh rain. When you pass the milk case, you hear cows mooing, and you experience the scent of fresh-cut hay. The party snacks aisle has the mouth-watering scent of potato chips and peanuts. In the meat department, there's the aroma of charcoal, grilled steaks, and brats. In the liquor department, there's the fresh, crisp, clean smell of tapped Bud Light. When you approach the egg case, you hear hens cluck and cackle, and the air is filled with the pleasing aroma of bacon and eggs frying. The bread department features the tantalizing smell of fresh baked bread and cookies. And I don't buy toilet paper there anymore.
Oh, that's dirty. That's a dirty birdie.
That's just poor planning.
Andy, so how did you notify us of this week's tan fight?
Tim pinged me on IM and asked me if I'd picked one, and I realized it was like Friday afternoon, and I realized, oh shit, I forgot to tell you guys, and I told Tim, and then quickly IM'd you.
Okay, it was an IM. For some reason, I thought it was an email. I don't remember exactly what you said anymore, but we can get to that later.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
In fact, we shall. Most likely.
Sometimes I'll do Don't Mess Me in the Kitchen, but sometimes maybe I'll just do a Noah food review. So last night, I had the Bacon Sunday, Bacon Maple Sunday from Denny's for their Baconalia event.
For the what event?
like bacchanalia?
Yeah. It's bacchanalia.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? What is this now?
It makes more sense if you see it written down and I'd also know what a bacchanalia is.
Like, I'm like, is that a play on something that I'm not aware of? And was good. I would say more bacon, less maple syrup. Like, when you get to the bottom, because all maple syrup is heavier than ice cream, it is a lot of fucking maple syrup.
How much maple syrup is it?
I'm like, oh, like, you ever get too many sweets and it just has this weird taste? That's what it was like. I was like, that's too much sweet at once. But I'm a fan of salty sweet, so I like the bacon with the combination of ice cream and maple syrup. So I would say, I don't know if it's possible, but if you go, maybe like go, can I get a little bit less maple syrup and a little bit more bacon?
Now here's a question. Is it real maple syrup, or is it that maple-flavored high fructose corn syrup shit?
It tasted pretty real to me, but I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a maple syrup connoisseur.
You're not?
No.
I have recently replaced the old pseudo maple syrup with real maple syrup in my life.
And it's amazing.
And I am never going back.
Apparently there's a such thing called maple butter, which I want to try.
Mm.
Like maple syrup and butter.
It's funny, I switched to real maple syrup, and I ran right back.
Yeah, my wife did too.
I was like, oh, gotta go.
Tim's not a fan.
I was not.
She's like, this is awful. I'm like, this is much more subtle. The other one's like, I am sweet. I'm going to hit you in the face with my sweet cock.
I'm a fan of real maple syrup. Every once in a while, we'll buy it for different things. I even try a couple cocktails with it in it.
Cock.
Yes, cock. Tim, cock.
That was so patronizing. Yes, Tim, cock. Shut the fuck up.
And we saw Source Code yesterday.
And how was it?
It was all right.
Okay.
So, I don't believe you.
No, I mean, Jeff was telling me it's more about the characters than it is about the science fiction. And it's pretty much true. Like, the science fiction is just kind of like a wrapper to tell this kind of, like, love story. I mean, you know, and the payoff for, you know, the mission or you know, what he's trying to achieve is a little letdowning, which, you know, further lends itself to the fact, you know, it's more about the characters than it was about this thing he has to do.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, and try not to be too spoilery, but do they set up a bunch of rules and then break them? Like, violate the core rules of the universe that they've created?
So, there is something that they say. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is really a spoiler. Like, so you've seen the preview where it says you have 8 minutes.
Yeah.
There's a point where he goes past 8 minutes. But they never really went into, like, another call. They don't really explain, you know, thought 8 minutes is a hard and fast rule. Like, you know, I think they're just saying you have 8 minutes because from when you start is when, and then the explosion happens is 8 minutes.
Okay.
So
like, we can send you back to a time and there's a hard cutoff just because of an event.
Yes.
Not you've got 8 minutes and we've picked these eight.
Well, they did pick a specific eight, but like, I mean, I don't know if this is really a spoiler. I mean, the way you go back kind of is if he dies. So there's a point where he gets off the train, and it goes past 8 minutes.
Ah.
So I think, like I said,
was a spoiler.
What?
Jeez, asshole.
So, I don't know. I mean, you actually see him jumping off the train in the preview.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's in the previous. You can see him jumping off the train.
Spoiler ass.
So yeah, they never define why the 8 minutes is that. You know, I guess you're led to believe it's just because that's when the train explodes, 8 minutes from when he starts. And, you know, since Killiam sends it back. But they never say, you can only have 8 minutes because blah, blah, blah. Well, sorry, they do explain why it is 8 minutes, but, yeah, you'll probably get it a little bit more than I do. I mean, you go see it, and, you know, let me know what you think.
Okay.
I would say it's worth a watch. I would say it's not something you have to see in the theater.
Especially if you've got the setup Noah has in his house with the movie room.
It is very nice. I do enjoy it. I would say if I ever do it again, I will either get a screen that doesn't pull down, so it's just like, you know, a screen you mount, or I'll get a tension pull down screen. Not that it's really noticeable when I'm playing movies, but this screen tends to get like little kind of wrinkles.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can sometimes notice it, but in the future, I've seen they have like pull down screens that have like a little tension on the sides that makes it
flat. So I'd either do that or...
Where they do, like, I guess kind of like a curved edge, and then there's, like, a tensioning...
Yeah, exactly.
...rope that runs along there?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, at one of my old jobs, the drop-down screens that rolled up into the ceiling had that.
I did not do a lot of research about that part of it, so I was not aware, and then I heard later on about it. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, well.
You could probably retrofit it yourself. You're a clever, crafty guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wonder if you hung like, weights or something on it or something. I mean, I'm sure there's a way. Like, if I looked up online, I'm sure someone's, like, figured out a way. Like, you know, this is how you fix the screen. Make it more flat. Anyways, anyone else want to talk about their week?
Well, mine was the second one at the new job, and it was right about like the first one. I discovered that my car has a little jack that I can plug into my iPhone and play shit from my iPhone directly into the speaker system without doing like that, you know, that hokey like hook up a transmitter and then pick a blank FM station or whatever thing, or sticking something into a tape deck.
Yeah, you have an auxiliary port, auxiliary jack.
Yep. Yeah, I discovered that this week. So I've actually started listening to podcasts, something I hadn't really done before. And, yeah, it kind of sucks that now I work, like, 4 miles from my house, so my commute is really short. If I'd known about this a year ago, I would have listened to a shit ton of podcasts.
So as soon as you get into the podcast, you're like, oh, at work.
Yeah, yeah, it's like I get my... I still got the original iPhone 3G, so, like, sometimes it takes a little while for it to bring up the iPod thing. Like, I'm already out of my subdivision, and my phone is still like, wait, what? What? You app? App? Which app? I know you clicked. Tell me which one. So I have to re-click, and then finally stuff starts playing. I'm, like, already halfway to work. But I listened to some Drinking Buddies last week, and I was pleasantly surprised. Jerry is quite funny. I thought he was kind of a useless dick when he was on Tancast.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm joking. I thought he was fucking hilarious when he was on here. And yeah, in his natural habitat, observing him like a croc hunter. As the brand hunter, I'm listening and going, crikey, this right funny bastard.
Yeah, someday we'll have to get Chris on too, so we can have both Drinking Buddies on.
Oddly enough, he was sick on the episode I was listening to, so I didn't hear Chris.
Ah, Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
Navy SEALs. Ah.
Okay.
Oh, Andy, you could tune out for a second, Tim. So, I heard that they're not going to announce the iPhone at WWDC. Have you heard that?
Yeah, the rumor is that it's going to be like September or something like that before the phone's actually released. So it's probably going to be sometime in like August.
Really?
They announce it. July or August, but not June. Or that they might like announce it at WWDC, but for future availability, kind of like they did with the original iPhone.
That would kind of suck.
Yeah, it means I got to wait a little while longer. But there's also rumors that part of the delay is so that they can get it onto the 4G.
I'd be okay with that.
I would too, but I'm not putting a whole lot of stock in that rumor.
Yeah, me either. Okay, now back to our regular schedule program.
Hello!
Andy, how was... I mean, not Andy. Tim, how was your week? How was Rooster Teeth Feathers?
Great. There's actually been some great shows. Friday and Saturday were sold out long before the shows actually started, and Thursday and the second show on Saturday were still pretty packed. It's nice to be in the sandwich between a hot lesbian comic and a hot regular lady comic.
Oh, so but the headliner is the regular comic, right?
Correct. Regular. Whatever. Whatever the problem.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. That would be straight comic.
Yes. Yes. That's a better way to say it.
You got regular comics and you got leaded comics.
you got comics plus. That's what I like to call lesbians. It's funny. We were talking There was an incident that happened many years ago when I was at Roosters that apparently they always bring up every time I'm there. I was talking to somebody after one of the shows. She was kind of drunk. Cougarish. Older. I was going to say elderly, but let's not go that far. But anyway, and she was, like, her friends were trying to drag her out of there, but she kept wanting to, you know, to prove that she's like, you really half black? I don't believe you're half black. And I was like, well, I don't want to tell you, I'm half black. And up until this point, I thought I was like, I'm like, oh, she's definitely going to buy a CD. So that's why I'm talking to her.
No, she's definitely going to ask to see your penis.
You are closer than you think, sir.
No, I think I'm about as close as I think.
I'm like, do you know this story?
No, I just...
Oh, okay. Because in one swift move, she shoved her hand down my pants and grabbed my junk. And she goes, okay, you are half black.
Wow!
Did she get in the underwear?
How did she tell? Yeah, like, did she feel that much cock that she's like, I know what's going on here?
This was years ago. My wife comes running out of the bedroom. What story is this?
Ears perked up.
No, not like Attila the Hun. Like someone who all of a sudden had a vested interest in this conversation.
Danelle's like, good, because I will cook her and eat her.
Danelle does not seem pleased. I thought you already knew about this story, but she... She's... All right, well.
It was yesterday.
Shut up, Noah.
It was yesterday, Danelle.
So just full-on inside underwear grabbed your munchkin.
Yep, and I was like, and I backed away. I was like, all right, well, I'm not selling a CD. this conversation is over. And like the staff at Roosters was like, I want to say this sounds like it reflects poorly on the club. The club is fine, but just random one drunk girl. Like nothing ever has happened like that ever before or since. But they're like, do you want to like press charges? That's technically assault. I was like, no. let's just move on. But then like every time I'm there, they're always like that woman who grabbed you after the show. I'm like, all right, never mind. I'm like, well, don't forget the part where she said, you are half black, because otherwise that story sucks.
If you're going to tell the good part, too.
That's
tell
right, Tim. You remind everyone. Say, hey, I may be mini, but I am meaty.
So I would say, like, no matter what happens there, I will never have a story that tops that one.
Oh, we can make that happen, Tim.
No, we won't. No, we can't.
Oh, yes, we will. Shh. Challenge accepted.
No one challenged you.
Did you say she was, if she was attractive or not?
She was alright. She's not, you know, grab my dick hot, but
well, apparently she is.
No, she was grab his dick drunk.
Right, exactly.
Same thing.
Fair enough.
I don't think you've even told me that story. I don't think you even told me that story.
Jesus Christ, who did I tell the story to then? How does nobody know it?
You've been saving it. Or is this a made-up story?
I was going to say, was this lady large and covered in feathers?
What? Like, I get what you were going for, a pigeon, but how is large and covered in feathers a pigeon?
Oh, because pigeons are kind of bulkily built.
He was saying the pigeon was the one that actually grabbed your cock.
Yes.
No, I got it, but large and covered with feathers doesn't make sense as a descriptor to me.
Sorry, I imagine pigeons as like the stereotypically fat Italian guys of the bird world.
Hey, what's new? You got some crumbs. Hey, come over here. Coo!
I'm actually going to call Rooster Teeth Feathers when they're open.
Please do.
Tip actually paid off the waitresses. He's like, I'll give you guys a dollar.
I don't think they would tell that story for a dollar.
I'll give you a dollar and some free graphic work.
Speaking of graphic work, first of all, I've been meaning to say hello to our listeners from crack.com who found me off of the message board. Found us off of the message boards
me,
where I do.
Me.
Yes.
Let's just swim in Lake Me.
Swim in Lake Me until your fingers are pruny.
Hello, I'm in. I'm not in the Tim Babb podcast name. I don't know. That was funny in my head. Never mind. Moving along. Welcome, crack people.
Noah Andy'd his own joke.
Indeed.
I like how Andy signed off on that. Yeah, Noah.
Wait, Andy, your joke, sir.
Andy approves of Andy a joke.
So they do Photoshop contests every week. Now they do two, and apparently next week they're going to do three. Where they give you a topic and you Photoshop it, and then they pick a winner. The winner wins $50. And I've been entering for a while. And in fact, you've probably seen one of the many posts I have when most of my entries don't make the list. So I just make a post on Tancast showing all my entries and how funny I think I am. And so I started putting a little banner for, you know, whatever Tan fight is happening that week. I put it at the bottom of my Because you post on a message board, that's how you enter the contest. So on the under the message board, I have a little banner you can click on and go to whatever episode. Right now it's for recording your voice for the Tancast intro. Which you gotta do, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the whole reason I bring that up, I don't know what happened. They have this thing called karma on the crack.com message boards where you can, if you like someone, like if you think they're doing a good job, you can give them happy karma or you can smite them and take their karma down. I don't know what happened. Last 2 weeks, my karma has been in a free fall. I don't know what I did. It's not like I posted, like, you know who I hate? Jews. Like, I never did anything.
You're like, I didn't say I hate Asians and Mexicans, but who cares about them?
Yeah, they can't work computers. wait, no, Asians can clearly work computers. That's some bad stereotyping right there. Maybe
not
that's
right
why
now.
My karma's falling.
Well, no, out there in Japan. Sorry. Too soon?
Too tsunami. Speaking of side tangent, Joe, our English listener, is in Japan right now.
Wow, I saw that.
I was like, but do you have news in England? Like, why?
Prices are cheap,
I don't know
I guess.
Why, but I got a great rate.
she seems to travel a lot. She seems like a social butterfly.
We should get travel tips from Joe. She just sent in every week, and she could tell us what she... Where in the world is Joe from the UK?
Yeah. Rockapella.
Speaking of things that some of our listeners probably won't get.
What? You mean people aren't jamming out to the sounds of Rockapella right now?
I think some of our listeners have no fucking clue what that show is. Don't get that reference. Oh, but
well,
yeah, earlier this week, I just stopped dead in my tracks, turned to my wife and went, holy shit, people born in 1990 are now able to legally drink. Well, some of them at least. So people who probably have no memory of the Bush senior years, other than, you know, in like historical clips, definitely people who weren't even alive when Ronald Reagan was president, all of these people can drink now. We're getting too fucking old, guys.
That means there are people coming to my shows who were not alive for any of the Back to the Futures.
Wow.
I can't live in this world.
Nope.
I'm done.
I can't go on. Go on without me.
All right, well, we're old. That was great.
Yep, very old.
That,
all right,
that,
just wanted to
happening.
Toss that in there.
So that's a thing.
Indeed. So.
I forgot.
Anything else happened this week? Anything else we want to talk about? Any media that needs reviewing?
Oh, but so you never figured out why your karma was dropping?
No, I still haven't. I threw some Photoshop entries on there. None of them were horrible. I mean, none of them won, so obviously they weren't great.
Maybe that's why. It's like, fuck this guy.
But nobody else, it's not like everybody else wins every time. Fuck them.
Yeah. Maybe other people are, maybe you're too good and they're downvoting you.
I doubt it.
Downvoting.
No, all right.
I got vendetta against you, Tim.
Because you're tight.
I've been destroying your karma.
Damn you.
I know.
Fair enough.
Why?
It must be done.
There's no need.
The dog next door barking told me to do it.
No, I've told you that dog is bad for you.
Shh. It's my friend.
He's my friend.
So we get on to our little Monday Night Tam fight?
I think we shall.
Unless that's why I was doing one more last call for interesting events of the week or media to review.
Oh, I did see something sad yesterday. I saw a guy paying for $8.23 of gas with change.
That's change he couldn't believe in.
It was like, that's you know your hard times when like you can't even like be like, well, let me just slap a credit card for here, get some gas. I need to raid the change jar. And get enough for like 2 gallons. Maybe.
Oh! Here's Noah already did a food review, but I'm going to throw one out there.
All right.
The Taco Bell shrimp burrito.
You are brave,
no,
sir.
Shrimp taco. I had the shrimp taco. Delicious.
I just don't trust seafood from Taco Bell.
Yeah, how long ago did you eat that, Tim?
Friday, because it was Lent.
Have you got any extra limbs?
I did have some serious stomach for Flurigans last night.
Interesting.
But that's more than 24 hours. So
I love you
I
say
assume...
serious stomach for Flurigans as opposed to I did have runny, greasy shits.
No, well, because it wasn't like super splattery shit. It was mostly just like stomach crampiness, but I think it was because I gorged myself on Chinese food earlier that day. So I can blame the Taco Bell.
And you, what did you like about it? The flavor? Good flavor?
Yeah, a good flavor. Granted, I got it without whatever has it has a something that has onions on it that also takes like it's like a sauce. Well, there was still a sauce on it, but there's something they said, you know, I was like, can you hold the onions? And they're like, well, the blah, blah, blah has the onions mixed in. I'm like, well, then hold whatever the blah, blah, blah is, because onion, the lack of onions is imperative.
Is it is like a fresca sauce or something? Or
I think, yeah, that must be it. I was like, I don't care if I'm eating dry shrimp and lettuce. I don't want onions.
And what made you, I did not know you were into shrimp.
I like shrimp, but it's Friday during Lent, and you're not supposed to eat meat.
Gotcha.
Oh, you crazy religious people.
So you would try that again?
Yeah.
Would you branch out and try the other shrimp flavored dishes?
The one thing I was kind of sad about is it was not a crunchy taco; it was a soft taco. I was like, you know what? I would like some crispiness with this.
Interesting.
I might try the shrimp burrito.
I had Panda Express yesterday. I had another shrimp sample. I did not get the shrimp because it's extra dollar, and it seems like even though you're paying extra dollar, they're still kind of chintzy with the shrimp.
Yeah, I always get a sample. I'm like, oh, you know what? It's not an extra dollar, a free sample. Suck my duck.
You should have different disguises, Tim, and get back in line. Like, hello, can I have a sample of the shrimp?
My name is Guy Incognito.
You know what you can do? You can pay kids a quarter or a dime to get a sample and just give it to you. Give it to the man.
Yeah, those kids are going to smuggle it out in their mouth. Kids are gross.
And just regurgitate it to me like a bird.
I still think that would be hilarious to go to like a fancy restaurant and just do that. Like, have what people sit down. One guy, I was like, oh, I'm good. I'll just have some water. And he gets like a nice big steak, and he starts chewing on it. And the other guy starts making that noise, and the other guy just spits the food into his mouth.
Wow, Noah's clearly put some thought into this.
Noah, call up Johnny Knoxville, because I think you got one for Jackass 4.
Because that people will be like, what the fuck is going on?
I am Noah, and I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Baby Bird.
Write it up.
I've thought about it for many years.
And long by many years, plan, you mean like, for the last few seconds?
I have many ideas that are bouncing around in my head. Not all of them funny like that, just random ideas like, maybe they have that. But like, I always thought it'd be great if like every jacket has like a waterproof pocket, especially nowadays with gadgets. It'd be nice if like if all of a sudden it rains, you're like, you know what? I have a pocket that is waterproof. I don't have to worry about it.
That's not a bad idea.
Because I've gotten my phone wet a couple different times, and it sucks. Now, granted, it was poor planning on my part, but at the same time, it'd be nice.
Yeah, but even if you're carrying an umbrella, if some jackass drives by and hits a puddle at high speed next to you, your shit's still safe.
That's right.
It's like your little emergency pocket.
So there you go.
All right, Noah, make it happen. I will buy that jacket.
All right,
so Monday Night Tan Fights.
Monday Night Tan Fights.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Monday Night Tan Fights!
Excellent.
So yeah, I don't remember what your IMM was. I remember it was, and you said some other stuff I don't recall.
Well.
Way to fucking take the thunder out from him announcing the fight, Noah.
You can cut that part out in, So what's this tan fight about,
ahead,
Andy?
Go ahead and just edit that out, and I'll introduce it now.
Yeah.
I'll do the chicken over to what he just said, so we can still have this part where we're making fun of him for doing it.
Excellent.
Because that's a keeper.
Oh, right, wow. What's this shit taste in my mouth? Oh, it's Noah. Well, thank you for shitting right in there.
No problem. That's what friends are for.
So
he's here to help.
So earlier in the week, I'd listened to part of a Tancast, and one of us had said, get that penis a sandwich, and I started laughing and told my wife about the other podcast that's more clever than us, originally saying that and us picking it up because, you know, there's never a good idea so great and so perfect for somebody else that we can't steal it and try to make it our own. And immediately, as soon as she heard that, she went, you know what you should do for the tan fight? You should do the pianist versus the machinist. So that's what we've got. The title characters, Christian Bale in The Machinist, and Adrian Brody in The Pianist, are they're starving to death. They're in the middle of an abandoned factory. There's a sandwich in the middle, and basically they've got all sorts of whatever they can find in this factory. Broken boards, maybe a couple of old bottles, maybe a like loose pipe, maybe a bit of chain.
Jesus Christ.
But they're both from well into the movies, so it's going to take a lot of energy just for them to close the gap between them.
Now, am I the only one who's never seen either movie?
Potentially. Noah?
I have seen parts of The Pianist.
Have you never seen The Machinist?
It's in my queue, but I've never gotten around to seeing it.
Oh, wow.
But I've heard good things.
Well, then I'll try not to be too spoilery. I have seen parts of The Pianist and all of The Machinist.
And how did you like The Machinist?
I really enjoyed it. Parts of it were very difficult to watch, especially as Christian Bale got thinner and thinner.
Yes, he went all out for that movie, I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Adrian Brody already skinny and dropping like 30 pounds or something like that, that's a pretty big deal. But Christian Bale, I think he dropped like 60 or something. Christian Bale, like, he got to a point where the director was like, look, if you lose another pound, I'm taking you to the hospital.
And he's like, oh, good for you!
And then he passed out, because that was all the energy he had for the day. Yeah, no calories to burn on ranting there.
He's kind of crazy in that movie, though, right? Christian Bale, his character.
Well, it's not like the city is suddenly devoid of food. He's got severe insomnia, and that's causing weight loss problems.
Now, is insomnia also make him a little loopy?
Typically insomnia does.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I was just wondering in that movie, in that case. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, without getting too spoilery, just because it might matter for the fight. He gets a little detached from everything.
Okay. Now, I remember The Pianist doing a lot of running. Like, he didn't seem much of a fighter.
Yeah, he was more of like a run-and-hide kind of dude. That's how he survived the war. That and he was helping smuggle weapons, but, like, never took part in any of the Polish-Jew uprisings against the Nazis. So, yeah, he wanted to be helpful and all, but he never really, like, took up arms and, like, put himself in harm's way. But there is that sandwich.
What's wrong? What's wrong, baby?
Well, because basically all I have to go on is internet searches of pictures that I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
And The Machinist looks way skinnier than The Pianist.
Than the who?
The Pianist.
It sounded funny the first way you said it.
All right.
And he hasn't been getting a good night's sleep.
That's important. You want to rest up for a fight.
This is true.
Although, well, I mean, granted, we're only going by the characters in the movie. But,
yes.
Christian Bale seems like he'd kick ass, just in general. But
yeah, but I mean, that's quite a handicap to place on him.
So true.
Yeah, the whole,
okay, I don't need to see naked Adrian Brody butt.
Yeah, you do.
Apparently I do, according to Google.
See, Google knows all.
Here he goes, we know Tim likes man-ass.
Man-ass!
Yes, I think that's really what it boils down to, is Christian Bale's probably the better fighter. You know, I think really this is going to boil down a lot to who's going to survive longer, skinny Adrian Brody or skinny Christian Bale.
I'm kind of going with Tim on this. Christian Bale is awfully skinny. Adrian Brody movie was getting, you know, I mean, he was skinny, but he was eating semi-regularly and he was sleeping probably more than Christian Bale was. And sleep, not having sleep can fuck you up. So
now, when they give you the sandwich, is it like a Popeye sandwich? Like, like whoever gets the sandwich first?
What if you just get like a little bite of it?
Someone gave that penis a sandwich. What, Noah?
I said, what if you just get like a little bite, a little nibble? Does that give you a little extra boost?
I'm going to say the sandwich is not magical.
Is there chicken scattered around the place? And you go, chicken. And then you can kick some ass, get a little health.
Chicken.
Oh, I did not get that. For our listeners who don't play whatever video game that is,
Tekken
Gauntlet.
Is it? You just walk by, you touch a chicken, and it disappears, and now you have more energy.
Oh, yes, it was Tekken did the chicken.
Yeah,
yeah,
didn't it? Yeah. Sorry, with Gauntlet there was chickens, but it was just food.
Chicken. That's the best part. It would say in that deep voice.
I know. Chicken.
Like, okay.
Like it's gonna kick ass. Chicken. But no, it's not. It's not magic. You don't just like, you know, eat it and suddenly turn into some towering hulk of a man.
Eat it. Eat it. Give that penis a sandwich.
sandwich. Give that machinist a sandwich.
Works either way.
It does. So yeah, I think just for the fact that, you know, he's Agent Bowie's getting more sleep, and he's got a huge nose. That
you think it's gonna come down to a pecking weight contest?
Well, all he has to do is hit those fragile bag of bones that is Christian Bale, like in the pictures I'm seeing. Just one swipe with that nose, he's just gonna fall apart like one of those skeletons from the original Clash of the Titans.
Oh, that make the sorry, I was thinking of from like a Warner Brothers cartoon where they make the sound like a xylophone as they fall apart.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm picturing as he does.
All right, so you guys are both going for the pianist over the machinist?
I think yes, at least we provide an intriguing argument.
I think that the machinist's detachment from reality might help him out. I think that the fact that he was a more substantial man before, like he probably worked with his hands a bit more than the machinist did, not quite such a fragile person. Would definitely help him out, but at the end of everything, I think I think you guys are right. I think the lack of sleep is gonna tip it in his favor, and I think the penis is gonna win.
And he gets a sandwich.
Get a sandwich.
Give that penis a sandwich.
So that was fun, but flawless victory.
Flawless victory. Adrian Brody's nose went again.
Oh, Adrian Brody by a nose.
Oh, that'd be such a great episode title, but it would spoil the end of the tan fight. Adrian Brody by a nose.
Here's some news for you. Combination axe knife recalled due to laceration hazard.
What just happened?
I said combination axe knife recalled.
No, I heard that. How do we jump to this?
Oh, you know, I look at stuff while we're talking.
Oh, okay. No, we changed the channel. Tan fight over. Next.
It says you can cut yourself when using an axe with a knife that nestles inside the handle. Who knew? A really pathetic that contains a saw instead of a knife has not been recalled.
Also, in other news, the combination underwear deep fat fryer has been recalled due to possible testicle burns.
No way!
That's what they say! You know, those safety groups are all like, oh, I don't want to burn my nuts!
Where I put those undies on and think something smells delicious.
Smells like victory.
Smells like my nuts.
On fire.
He's on fire!
My biscuits are burning!
Nothing, Noah?
Haha.
You're the one who said that at my birthday party. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't
I? He's heating up. He's on fire!
Yeah, but I kept making your wife laugh. I don't remember what I said.
Do our listeners get NBA Jam too, or is that also too old?
Oh, it's got to be too old.
But they bring it back. They even have like an iPhone version of it.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. What's old is new again.
Excellent.
Like Larry King.
I always remembered like, oh, I want to get on fire. I want to catch the net on flames.
I always remember, oh, I can't wait till they're done playing this. We can do something fun.
I think we may have fed my son some Chinese food without noticing, because my wife just came in to tell me he's had his third poop of the morning already.
Hooray!
Hooray for poop, he would.
Da da da.
He's full of shit.
He could go into politics.
Yes. I don't know what the hell was with that laugh.
Politics. That's right. Well, shall we close down the shop?
Let's
yeah, we
do
probably
it.
Shouldn't. I had something I wanted to talk to you guys about, but I think it's going to take longer than the couple of seconds that we have left.
Do you want to tease it or no?
Yeah, you want to tease it for next week?
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody remind me next week. I want to talk about superheroes and alter egos.
Interesting. I like it.
I don't know if I can remind you about that. Sounds dumb.
Oh,
just kidding.
Well, you're not sound dumb.
Be nice to him. He's already fat and has a small penis.
but I'm losing weight and I'm just going to grow 7 inches.
And he wears Crocs.
He's going to go to Roosty Feathers and have people... Come on, somebody check my dipstick!
He's a fragile human being.
I'm black, somebody disprove it!
You, the hot one with the big titties.
No? Restraining order?
No, the hot one with the big titties would be like, can I check your package? I'd be like, no, pretty girl! And run away.
He'd run away. Be an Andy-shaped hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah! As I go through.
You can see the outline of his Crocs.
It's been a while since we've made fun of Andy about the Crocs. Good call, Noah. Way to bring it back.
I'll bring it back. If someone can bring back Amy A. and Jams, we can bring back Andy Croc jokes.
Oh, I'm worried. Like, man, Tancast has lost it. They haven't been talking about Crocs.
So Andy, my new job was walking by me in Crocs, and it was like a tile floor. So I heard him coming around the corner. So I was going, wee, 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 wee. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I thought it was like somebody pushing a cart with like a really fucked up wheel on it or something. And this dude comes around the corner like speed walking in Crocs. Like, really, dude? At work?
Andy, I think every week you should do a little segment called Croc Tips.
All right, Croc Tip for this week. Don't buy Crocs and don't let your asshole roommates know about it.
Next week, Andy will tell you how to quiet down your loud Crocs.
Grease them.
Greasy Crocs.
All right, I'm out of energy.
Give that croc wearer a sandwich.
I'm off to WonderCon.
Woo woo.
So
look out for one of the waitresses at Roosty Feathers. She will be there. She picked me up a guide.
Sweet.
She thought I would like it.
Whoa.
When she first said it, I thought she said she picked me up a guy. I was like, listen, I know I make gay jokes, but I'm not really interested in you picking me up a fella.
No, if you see her there, tell her that you're black. See what happens.
Oh, I will. I don't see it going anywhere.
I didn't say it was the wait staff. Like I said, it was one drunk patron.
I know, but it could be something about the place. Like
it's not.
It could be like that.
I don't want to cast aspersions on the wonderful Roosty Feathers, one of the three clubs in America that books me.
No, but it could be like some lady who really enjoyed grabbing random penises died there, and she's haunting it and just like possessing different people.
Stop it.
I am the ghost of penis grabber past.
I am the ghost of Patty. By three spirits.
The inappropriate middle-aged divorcee.
All right.
WonderCon, ho!
I'm sure there will be some hoes there.
Ass everywhere.
Ass, titties. Ass, titties.
Big booty bitches. Bitches. I'm hanging up now.
Bye.
Bye.
Good, now he's gone. We can talk about it.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
I was leaving open for Gretchen, but you can close a little bit more if you want.
It's fine.
Sorry.
Okay, Enrique.
Whispering.
I'm whispering.
Whispering.
Hey, my wife. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Whispercast. Today on Whispercast. I like Whispercast. It's like Whispernet. Today on Whispercast, mimes, nature's silent killers. Today on Whispercast, we go to a library. Today on Whispercast, did Tim make up that story about the goat grabbing his junk? No. Me and Andy believe yes, because we've never heard this story before.